to The Intersection on this Wednesday night. With me already is Alan. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, how you doing? I had somebody on the phone, Wayne. He'll be on the show in a few minutes.
All right, here comes Charlie. I guess because Alex didn't have a show tonight. I always mix y'all's names up. I get tongue-tied. I don't mix you up with each other. I just mix your names up because they start out the same.
It's okay. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Well, Charlie has joined us. I guess, you know, without Alex doing it again. Without Alex doing this show, everybody gets on right at the beginning.
The way you can do that right away is you can take two of your Delta 8s, and that way you'll know.
I gotta find another manufacturer.
Oh.
Because they have the company that I was getting my Delta 8s from. Because they make the gel caps, stopped making gel caps. So I've been looking at other companies and looking at there was some place that I saw at one point that had like different strengths for different things. Like if you wanted to be able to sleep, you took this one and it had like 50% THC and 50% CBD. And if you wanted something daytime, if you wanted a buzz, whatever, they had different versions. But I haven't tried them yet. And I'm actually right now not taking it because I ran out of the gel caps that I had.
Oh no.
But I'm also
about 4 months ahead.
So.
This is a real Amy manual.
I didn't think they would stop making them. I had ordered several and like I gave away a bottle to a friend and because I thought, well, I can just order more. And then I went to order more and I'm like, what do you mean you're not making them anymore?
So whenever I find something that I really like I get Skechers sneakers that I wear all the time, and they will make extra, extra wide, 5E wide, yep, where a lot of shoe companies will make 2E wide, and that's not wide enough for my fat feet, but 5E, and I can get them, and so when they go on sale, they usually $65, $75 a pair. When they go on sale for 40 or whatever, I just buy four or five pairs.
I ought to do that. I live in my Skechers,
and yeah, I love them.
And I've got the step-ins. Actually, the last pair I got is not step-ins, but at the same time as I got them, I got a pair of the Skechers sandals that are just slides, and I love those. So I'm either wearing my Skechers tennis shoes or I'm wearing my Skechers sandals. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Every day, that's it. And so I am with you with the Skechers. But we've got an outlet store.
I wonder if they make Skechers where one is filled in the front for people like Charlie. Sorry, I had to say something. But anyhow, so he can't, I guess if you're missing toes on both feet or just one toe on one foot.
I'm only missing one toe on my right foot, and I don't have any toes at all on my left foot.
So sandals wouldn't work for you?
No, because the one I'm missing is the one next to the big toe. So
right, sandals where the little thing
is. Sandals and flip-flops, you need the ability to grip with your toes.
Yep, yeah. Well, they make the ones where like Nike makes it. And when I went to the gym, you just slipped in and it had a big thing on the top and there was no little thing for the toes or anything. The toes just slipped past it. And they were good for walking around the gym, which, of course, they don't clean the floors or the showers very often. And
well, you could
get athlete's foot.
Wear like, what's the shoe that my friend Sandy wears? Birkenstocks. You can get ones that have like a strap around your ankle.
Yes.
And across your foot, and that would you wouldn't have to have toes gripping.
Well, actually, the surgery.
Crocs work fine.
What?
Crocs work fine because they have a strap around your ankle.
Yeah. Good. My son lives in Crocs, and he told me he and his wife came to the conclusion if we're going to live in Idiocracy, we might as well have the shoes.
Because
yep. That's the shoes that they wear in the movie Idiocracy.
I can't believe my favorite talk show host, Jimmy Kimmel.
I was just about to bring that up.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's so funny is he's kicked off of the air for something that he said, and Charlie Kirk was supposed to be this champion of free speech.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's only free speech if it's hate speech, and then it's okay. You get free speech if you are a fucking bigot.
Yep.
And I don't excuse my language because he's a fucking bigot, and that Jimmy Kimmel,
he's
because Trump.